Hi, thanks for calling customer service. My name is Amy. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling about?
My name is Cliff Jacobson. I'm calling about a charge you made to my checking account on March 31st, 2021.
Okay.
$18.95, and I've disputed this charge with my credit card company. I don't know anything about this.
Okay, may I have your email address so I can pull up that account information, please?
No, I'm not going to give you my email address.
May I have your name?
Clifford Jacobson.
Thank you. Just let me get that pulled up here. Okay, can you verify the last four digits of the card that's being charged? Hello.
5354.
Okay, so this wouldn't be you. Now the email address will pull it right up. Do you want to? Let's pull that up so we can see what's going on.
I'm not going to give you my email address.
I only have one account with the name that you're giving me, Clifford Jacobson, and it's not the last four digits of the card. May I have the last four digits of the? Well, what was the last four again, please?
5354.
Okay, thank you. Let's see.
Because I just got another email from U.S. Bank about this fraud claim update. And I don't know. I haven't talked to the representative, but I don't know why this isn't reversed.
Okay, so still looking here. Without the email address, it's going to be kind of, let's see. You sure that's the last four digits?
I have a charge for $18.95 on the account ending in 5354, credit card account. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a fraudulent charge.
Okay. Now, is the last four, is that the digits that's on the card?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the statement.
Can I have the last eight digits of the card, please?
Isn't 5354 enough?
Well, if someone else made a charge, we'd have to pull it up with the last eight. I'm not pulling up any names, the name that you've given me that's associated with the last four. So it makes me think that there's someone else's name on the account. You know, especially if it is you claiming a fraudulent charge, it would be someone else most likely that created the account.
The last eight numbers are 2194-5354.
Okay, thank you. I'm not pulling any information up with that last four, with the last eight. 2194-5354.
Well, then it must be a fraudulent charge to my credit card.
Not locating any accounts with that last eight.
Well,
so
I have a charge on my credit card. Let's see here. A reference, do you need a reference number?
No, let's see.
What does this company do?
Well, I do customer service from multiple different companies. If you're receiving a charge, we have that directly associated with an email address, but not pulling anything up with your name or that last eight.
So how did the charge get on my credit card?
I'd have to pull it up to see.
That's why this is a fraud.
I'd have to pull it up to see the details. But
it's
not pulling anything up with the information that you've given me. So
It's publichomecheck.com.
Right. That's, you know, an online public record search service. But did you set up an account online to view public records? I can take a look with the email address that you use and it'll pull it right up for me.
Well, I'll let U.S. Bank deal with that. They're going to call me tomorrow or on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Because
alrighty,
I disputed this charge when I saw it. And they just sent me, we are continuing to research your fraud claim. Apparently, how about 7382? That account number.
So we're 7382?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's see.
Because U.S. Bank changed my credit card after I reported this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see.
But then there's...
Okay, yeah, I do see that here. So there's an account for carhistory.online. I see, yeah, it looks like you filed it as carhistory.online. It's an online public record search service.
Car history?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Let's have a look at what you searched for that opened up the account. I see that the account has been charged back, which means that I guess you filed a dispute with your bank or card company. And
yes.
I guess they determined the charges were valid, so they charged those back. So you need to contact them to see why they did that. I don't have that information. But let's see here. Yeah, so they started with a VinCheck. Let's see what vehicle this is for. Okay, Toyota Prius. There was a search for Prius information, so there was a $1 charge for that initial report and a monthly charge of $18.95 for the volume discount package. But, yeah, we do see the account's been canceled. There won't be any further charges, but you would need to contact your bank to see why they charged that amount back to you. Okay.
Well, I did not understand that there was a charge. When was this charge originally applied to my previous credit card?
Applied on August 18th.
18 of 2000?
Yes, sir.
I did not understand that there was a charge, going to be a charge.
Okay, yes, sir, but I'm, yeah, sorry, the account's canceled. I can't do anything further on the account. So you would need to contact your bank, and, you know, if there were any questions regarding the charge.
Yeah, but who do I... Did I talk to somebody else at your company on Tuesday about this unknown charge that was going to show up on my credit card?
I'm not sure. I don't have that information.
You don't have, aren't there people in your company that I can talk to on Tuesday?
That you talked to on Tuesday?
No,
sir. I don't have a...
Can I talk to your people at your company this coming Tuesday about this charge?
Yes, sir. You can give us a call on Tuesday.
And what do I ask for?
Any representative will be able to assist you.
Because I did not understand that there was a charge to be using your email information.
Okay.
And that's why I'm disputing this whole thing. Do you understand what I just said?
Yes, sir, I do. It looks like the dispute has been completed and the bank decided that the charges were valid. So you would need to contact your bank. There's nothing further we can do on the account.
I see.
Right.
All right. Well, I will be talking to the bank credit card company on Tuesday.
All righty. Yes, sir.
And then back to you people.
Well, we can't.